Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in God's Word. And God's Word this morning just says, give to the Lord the glory due His name. Give to the Lord the glory due His name. Not my name, not your name, His name. Father God in heaven, we are so grateful to be called children of God. We are so grateful to know that you love us more than we could ever imagine. And Lord, we thank you that you gave us your loving and gracious Son who died on Calvary's cross for our sins. Father God, I lift up the name of Jesus today, asking you, Father God, to please increase as your daughter decreases. Father, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For Lord God, you are my strength. And I glorify you today. For you are my redeemer. You took me from the muck and the mire, Lord, and dusted me off, cleaned me off, and made me brand new. Lord God, I ask that you guide and lead me as I go through your word and as I go through this day. I ask your blessings and your grace over all those that listen now or listen later. Lord God, we glorify you. We lift up your name. We thank you for your gracious and holy Son, Christ Jesus, our Savior. I call on the name of Jesus this morning, thanking him for his sacrifice and his love. And it's in his name I pray, believing and trusting, Lord, that all is good and all is well, because you, Lord God, are in control. Amen. Amen. Can y'all say amen with me this morning? Amen. I kind of overslept today, so I missed my morning glory message, but I am going to go back and listen later. I am thankful this morning that God woke me up, clothed in my right mind. You know, last night I started going to sleep. There's an app on YouTube where you can hear the 91st Psalm as you go to sleep. And I heard it, and I was just about to doze off, and it was waking. But, you know, God is good. Then it caught my eye. Of course, you know what happens. You're on YouTube, and then something else catches your eye. And what caught my eye was Smart Christian. This is a YouTube website that I follow and just learning. You know, you have to go out there and listen to others because, you know, we are not the absolute. We are just one of many called by God. You know, and I know there are some, and this particular pastor is one that doesn't believe that women should be senior pastors. Well, we disagree. In love. That's how I say that. We disagree in love. We got to understand that God chose so many. And also, let's also understand that many things were kept out of the Word of God when it came to women. You don't see the book of Mary Magdalene, do you? because she was, quote-unquote, controversial. But Mary Magdalene was a mighty disciple, and she was a pastor in her own right. She was an apostle in her own right, but you'll never hear it. So, because she got vilified and changed into a prostitute. So, you know, we got to glorify God because understand, all things done in the dark eventually comes into the light. God will light it up. God will, as the show movie was back in the day, God will set it off. And we got to be ready to do what he was called to do. But above all things, we must glorify God. So for those just joining this Moving Forward experience, this is Bible study. This year we are coming out of the Childhood Stanley Life Principles, Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year. When you hear me say life examples, life lessons, they come from Dr. Stanley. And again, my everyday disclaimer, I am not paid by In Touch Ministries or Dr. Stanley in any way to hawk this Bible, but I will tell you, as I say every day, this Bible is worth getting. Right now, ChristianBooks.com is having a humongous sale. If you need a Bible, now is a good time to buy it. Whatever you buy from them, you get it very quickly. They are awesome. And so I say today, get this Bible. Even once you're not listening to the show or even a part of this, this is a great Bible to have if you want to finish the Word of God in a year. I started this January 1st. This is my assignment. January 1st to read the Bible in 1 year. And so I did start it, and we will be finished. We're probably almost finished. We're like 25% almost finished. But we will finish this Bible on December 31st, God willing, and I am still here. I will do my assignment. And I tell you, it is awesome. Even if you don't read with us, get this Bible for your own daily biblical time with God, your own daily meditation. The Word tells us to meditate on the Word of God day and night. This Bible will help you. And I hope those that listen in that it has helped you. So let's get started. We got quite a bit of Word this morning, and we are coming out of Job chapter 23 through 25, verse 6. We are coming out of Psalm 96. Verses 7 through 10, and this is where our title is coming from. But we also glorify God in Job. We glorify God in Romans chapter 15. And our proverb is just Proverbs 23, verse 9, which we are going to start with this morning. And this is the word of God in Proverbs 23 and 9. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, but he will despise the wisdom of your words. And you will understand Proverbs as we get back in to Job, because Job is speaking to his friends. And they all have decided they know more than he does. They all have decided they know the reason why he is going through. They have decided that they're going to preach to him because he's, you know, got that mouth that, you know, he tells them stuff and they don't want to hear what he's got to say. Because I think he makes them feel stupid. And, you know, nobody wants to be made to feel stupid. And I think that's what's going on in Job. But you know what? Job is doing what Job has to do. He's telling them, like, listen, y'all don't know my story. You know, so let me explain some things to you. I'm going to glorify God. You know, and I'm coming out pure gold. He said, I'm being tested in the fire, but I'm going to come out gold. And I'm paraphrasing. So let's get into the word so we can see what Job has to say. Because, you know, his friends are telling him up. We got to tell you what we think you're going through because you must have done something wrong. You know, we just heard from Eliphaz on yesterday, you know, who just knows everything, of course. You know, that he is trying to tell them everything. But understand, we know that even if someone is being foolish, they are right some parts of the time. So let's get into the Word. Get your Bible, get your Bible, get your Bible. It's time to go to work. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says, then Job answered and said, even today, my complaint is bitter. My hand is listless because of my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come to his feet. I would present my case before him and fill my mouth with argument. I would know the words which he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he contend with me in his great power? No. But he would take note of me. And God had taken note of him. God had taken note of Job. Therefore, the upright could reason with him, and I would be delivered forever from my judge. Look, I go forward, but he is not there, and backwards, but I cannot perceive him. When he works on the left hand, I cannot behold him. When he turns to the right hand, I cannot see him, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is unique who can make him change, and whatever his soul desires, he does. But he performs what is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore, I am terrified at his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him. But God made my heart weak, and the Almighty terrified me, because I was not cut off from the presence, because I was not cut off from the presence of darkness, and he did not hide the darkness from my face. Since times are not hidden from the Almighty, why do those who know him see not his days? Some remove landmarks. They seize flocks violently and feed on them. They drive away the donkey of the fatherless. They take the widow's oxen as a pledge. They push the needy off the road. All the poor of the land are forced to hide. Indeed, like wild donkeys in the desert, they go out to their work, searching for food. The wilderness yields food for them and for their children. They gather the fodder in the field and glean in the vineyard of the wicked. They spend the night naked without clothing and have no covering in the cold. They are wet with the showers of the mountains and huddle around the rocks for want of shelter. Some snatch the fatherless from the breast and take a pledge from the poor. They cause the poor to go naked without clothing, and they take away the sheaves from the hungry or within their walls, and tread winepress yet suffer thirst. The dying groan in the city, and the souls of the wounded cry out, yet God does not charge them with wrong. There are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its path. The murderer rises with the light. He kills the poor and needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the twilight, says, no eye will see me. And he disguises his face. In the dark, they break into houses which they mark for themselves in the daytime. They do not know the light, but the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. if someone recognizes them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. They should be swept of the waters. Their portion should be cursed in the earth, so that no one will turn into the way of their vineyards. As drought and heat consume the snow waters, so the grave consumes those who have sinned. The womb should forget him. The worm should eat sweetly on him. He should be remembered no more. The wickedness should be broken like a tree, for he preys on the barren who do not bear, and does no good for the widow. But God draws the mighty away with his power. He rises up, but no man is sure of life. He gives them security, and they rely on it. Yet his eyes are on their ways. They are exalted for a little while. Then they are gone. They are brought low. They are taken out of the way like all others. They dry out like the heads of grain. Now, if it is not so, who will prove me a liar? Wow. And make my speech worth nothing. Then Beladad, Abildad, the Shuhite, answered and said, dominion and fear belong to him. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number to his armies upon whom does the light not rise? How then can man be righteous before God? Or how can he be sure who is born of a woman? If even the moon does not shine and the stars are not pure in his sight, how much less man who is a maggot, a son of man who is a worm? Wow. With friends like this, he needs enemies. And this is what Dr. Stanley has to say to us this morning. In life examples, he tells us Job's friends, adamant but wrong. Can y'all say that again? Adamant but wrong. And we all know we got those friends that try to tell us everything we should be doing, but they don't know our story. And you know, let's call it straight. We have all had that mouth where we think we can tell somebody what they need to do. Well, you, if it was me, that if it was me, girl, if it was me, I would. Well, it's not you. And it's not our place to try to tell somebody else what they need to do. That's between them and God, not us. All we can do is be there, be kind, and sometimes just be quiet. And because sometimes folks just need to talk out their situations. And then let God show them what to do. Not us, but God. And he goes on to tell us in his word, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar heard of Job's plight and felt deeply burdened to comfort their old friend. But what they saw staggered them. They gasped, cried out, and tore their clothes. A demonstration of deep grief. Finally, they stood with Job and remained silent. They stayed that way for 7 days, but couldn't hold their peace, could they? Just couldn't hold it. Once they opened their mouths, however, Job's business didn't offer much help. They judged his pitiful situation to be the consequences of sin and kept insisting that adversity comes only to the wicked, not to the righteous. Therefore, Job had to be suffering God's punishment for some secret wrongdoing. Job rejected their diagnosis. He said, he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth. In the end, the Lord had the final word, and he rebuked Zophar. And we'll get to that when we get to Job chapter 46. When God restored Job twofold, he proved himself and his promises ever faithful, and he showed the blessings for obedience do not guarantee a life free of adversity. We got to work the work God called us to do. Job chapter 23, verse 12, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. If we turn away from the Lord when hard times come, where will we find hope or peace or truth? God's word is an immovable anchor in times of storm and living bread for thy men and women. Job 23:13, whatever his soul desires, that he does. God is sovereign, and he does according to his will. In the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, no one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have done? Whew, what a word this morning. Psalm 96:9, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's one of my favorite words. And so let's get into it. Finish up Job chapter 25:1-6, and then we will go into our psalm and we'll come back to that life lesson. And then we have Mr. Billy Dad. The short answer is this: dominion and fear belong to him. We read that, didn't we? I'm so sorry. I got caught up, y'all. But I want to go back over this one more time, though. That's why God put me back here. He said, dominion and fear belong to him, meaning God. He makes peace in his high places. Is there any number in his army? Upon whom does he light? Does his light not rise? If we do know, folks can be smart. What did our psalm say? Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. And this is the Bildad, being a little foolish. As he tells Job, how much less man who is a maggot and a son of man who is a worm. Wow. Can we say harsh? Kind of harsh here? Talking about your friends? You know, with friends like this, you don't need any enemies. And let's keep it moving because it's a lot of words this morning. And then we'll come back to this life lesson from Psalm. And it says, give to the Lord, O families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say amongst the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established, shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously. Oh, praise the Lord. And this is what Dr. Stanley says in his word. And I am like, thank you, Dr. Stanley. And worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. 96 Psalm, verse 9. We are to worship the Lord for his beautiful holiness, his purity, his righteousness, his spotlessness, as we worship him beautifully through pure blameless and upright lives. We got to worship God today. How are you acting? You know, I have a testimony. I have a specialized plate, which is my belief, which is what I stand on. Because I drive on faith that every month God's going to give me the money to pay my car payments. Come on now. We got to stand on it and believe it. And so my license plate says faith. And yesterday I got stopped in the middle of the street. I'm driving, and the car beside me, we pull up to a stoplight, and she starts talking, and somehow or another, we got to talking. I said, well, just pull over. And so we pulled over into the parking lot. And the next thing you know, we both got to praising God. But she's been listening to the 91st Psalm, too. And, you know, just got to talking, and wonderful woman of God. You know, and of course, what do? I invited her to church. because she's got children. We are a children's church. You know, God gave us our church because we have children. And I mean when I said gave us our church, because he gave it to us. You know, God has made a way that we don't pay any mortgage. The mortgage is paid from other means. And all you can say is thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because what we pay in air and reading and all those utensils we pay for too, but utilities is a lot. But God, that's all I can say, but God has provided for our church. Not one bill has been missed. Not one check has been bounced. You know, everybody does what they're supposed to do because we all understand we are the sons and daughters of God, and we got to go to work, and we got to glorify him. We got to glorify the name of the Lord, but he is holy. He is righteous. He is our Father God. We got to give the Lord glory. Say, glory be his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I thank God for introducing me to this wonderful young lady. And I pray that she does make it to the table for church. You know, so I say to you today, whatever person God puts into your spirit to speak with, to talk to minister, to do it for the glory of God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It is all about him. Praise the Lord with me today. Whew, Lord, I thank you. I'm a little hoarse this morning, but I'm still going to do what I'm called to do. Why? Because I do it with love in my heart, my humble heart for God. I love God, and I love his word. As I like to say, I get giddy for Jesus because he's just that good. And let's keep going in Romans chapter 15. It says this, we then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. But even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproach you fell on me. I gotta read that again. The whole thing. Let's go back to Romans chapter 15, verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. Edification of who? Edification of God. Edification of Jesus Christ. Edification of the Holy Spirit. But even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. Jesus paid it all. Jesus took all our mess to the cross. He took our sins to the cross. He took everything that would hold us back. He wants us to come freely to him, to confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Son of God, that he died on Calvary's cross for your sins, for my sins, for our sins. As Paul says, for whatever things were written, before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Are you glorifying God today? Are you giving God the glory due to his name? And as we continue, it says, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you might with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo, Lord, thank you. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. And let's do that one more time. Y'all are sitting, moving our mind. I can't help myself. I am just sick word of just doing something to my spirit, giving God the glory that he is due. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning. This word was written for our learning, this basic instruction before leaving earth. Through Jesus, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Hallelujah. I had hope this morning. Whew, now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, receive one another just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you people. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him the Gentiles shall hope. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound by the Holy Spirit. And I just like to add love. Come on now. Love, peace, and joy comes from those, to those who love the Lord and give glory, give the glory to his name. Hallelujah. And as we continue this, in verse 14 of Romans chapter 15, now I myself am confident concerning you, my brother, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points, as reminding you because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God, for I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me, in word and deed, to make the Gentiles obedient in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and around about to Iconium, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For this reason, I also have been much hindered from coming to you, but now no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you, for I hope to see you on my journey and to be helped on my way, thereby you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. Hallelujah. Give to the Lord the glory due his name and watch God work in your life. And though there you don't come out gold. Hallelujah. Test in the fire and you don't come out gold. Romans 15:2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good. Leading to edification. If we are serious about our Christian faith, we must take into consideration how our actions affect others. We cannot grow in faith in isolation from others. Then they're done that. I told you about my testimony. And in our interactions with others, we should have edification in mind. We can't be an island and talk about how much we love God, but never go into the community of saints. Talk about how good God is, but never go into the community of saints. Talk about how we've been blessed, but never pay a tithe. Come on, now, I'm just telling the truth. We got to do what we're supposed to do. And for those that don't believe in tithing, give an offering, a goodwill offering from your heart. But, you know, I choose to pay tithe. That's my choice. I understand grace. I understand all that, you know, there's those that preach against tithing. I understand. But I'm not talking, you know, for folks that are out there trying to get what they want from God's people. They say, we don't believe in tithing because we want you to get more. Come on now, just call it like it is. But we got to do what God tells us to do. And I'm going to pay my tithe and more because that's what God told me to do. Because I can tell you this, God has blessed me more than I could ever imagine and more than I could ever think. I've watched him work, and I'm thankful, and I'm grateful because I know that I know that I know that I know I'm blessed. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. The normal Christian life is to be characterized by hope, joy, and peace. As we grow in grace, God wants us to experience more and more of each of them. And if they're lacking, something has gone wrong. If they're lacking, something has gone wrong. We trust God today. We bring it all joy. We give hope. We give grace. We give mercy. We lift up the name of Jesus today. We lift up the name of the Father today. For we give the Lord, and that big old L-O-R-D is God. We give the Lord, and I'm going to put in it, God, glory to his name. And we love our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for Christ our Savior. Christ our Savior. That's where that Christian word came from. Because we believe in Jesus Christ. And I believe in Jesus Christ today, tomorrow, forevermore. He is my Savior. And I'm grateful. Thankful. And I'm blessed to say that I am a child of God. We did not have a long lesson this morning. Before we get out of here, a word from my sister in Christ today. And if there is anyone that God has put on your heart to speak, now is the time. We have some time this morning. And a word from my sister in Christ today. And we have not got it yet. We are a little early. And we got to keep looking up, lifting up, giving God the glory, honor, and the praise. We love God, and God loves us. I'm thankful. I'm thankful today. We got a prayer this morning, and, you know, I don't know how God did it, but he does. our prayers always just seem to be what we need. And I love this word for this morning. It says, equal trust. Be strong and courageous, all you put your hope in the Lord. And I'm like, now they know being strong and courageous. Joshua 1:9, that's my word I stand on. Joshua 1:5, I stand on the word of God. We got to lift up. We got to know that the Lord God has told us, I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto death. God said, I'm going to be with you. God told us to be strong and courageous, just like he was with Moses. He would be with us. We got to believe that. Equal trust. Be strong and courageous, all you who put your hope in the Lord. 31st Psalm, verse 24, NLT. As I say, a word for me. Yahweh, you are the ruler of all the earth. There is nothing that escapes your notice. No one can stay away from your watchful eye. I take hope in your unfailing love. That is the guiding force of my life. Why would I fear tomorrow when I know that you are with me? I will take challenges head on, knowing that you are right by my side, offering everything I need, not just to get through, but to overcome. I have placed my life in the capable hands of my good Father. Ooh, hallelujah. Why would I tremble at the thought of the unknown? I will be strong in you, filled with courage in my heart of hearts. You're never going to lead me astray or leave me alone. My hope will grow in the soul of your faithfulness. The light of your love builds my strength to stand when the winds of change come in you. I will not be shaken. Can y'all say that? I will not be shaken. The enemy is going to come at you. He's going to come at you from the left. He's going to come at you from the right. He's going to come at you in pain. He's going to come at you in sickness. He's going to come at you in health. He's going to come at you in plenty. He's going to come at you in want. He's going to come at us, but we know with faith, with being strong and courageous, that our Father God has put a standard around it. All we have to do is have faith and believe. Believe in God today. Trust in God today. Know that he will show you the way. He will take care of you. As the psalmist said, God will take care of me. I'm believing that. I'm believing that God will take care of me. In my good, my bad, and my ugly, in sickness and in health, God's going to take care of me. Going to take care of me. And all I can say is, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And a question to go off with today is, do you trust God to take care of you? Be careful how you answer that. Because believing and knowing in faith, yes, I believe God will take care of me. That's how I feel. That's what I believe. That's what I stand on. We got to have that boldness in our words. I am a believer that God will take care of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for this mighty word today. We lift up each and every listener, Lord, asking you to watch over them, asking you to bless them, asking you, Lord God, to continue blessing Blog Talk Radio, that they may allow us to come on that platform and teach and teach your word without censorship. Father God, I pray that you continue to allow this word to go forth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I look up, giving you honor, glory, and thanks. And I pray this prayer for all of you May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent, one from each other, in Jesus' name. I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day in the Lord. For God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Give glory to the Lord. Woo! Give the glory that is due the Lord. Give it to God today. Keep trusting God today. Keep allowing God to work in your life. I'm believing God that he will take away all pain. He will take away all discomfort. He will take away anything and everything that's got you all bound up. And we have a caller today that's going to give to the Lord the glory due his name. Hallelujah. Evangelist. Lisa, your line is open.
I give all praise, honor, and glory to Daddy God. For 26 days straight, I had a headache. It was not a migraine. It was not a simple headache. It was a headache on the left side of my head that was a tension / nerve headache. I went back and forth to hospitals. I was like, God, I don't know what to do. I sunk in a depression that I didn't even think I'd come out of. But God, he heard my humble cry when I told him, God, I can't do this. I'm tired, God. My head is hurting. I'm missing church, God. I'm missing my babies. And God heard my cry. I went to church Sunday. I was delivered from everything, depression and headaches. Yesterday was the first day I had a level 3 headache because I walked in faith and not by sight. Sight was looking pretty ugly. But God told me, hold on, my child. Do not let go. Hold on. And I did that. Today I woke up with no headache. Glory to God in the highest. Unless you've ever felt pain in your body, you better give it to God. He can heal you from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Every inch of us belongs to God. He deserves all the praise, honor, and glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Shananayi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank
praise
you.
Praising God with you, my sister. Praising God with you. I believe God. I believe on Sunday when we prayed together that God was going to remove that headache. And I thank God for answered prayers. Hallelujah. He said
we'll gather
in his name. He will be a God in the midst. Hallelujah. He's in the midst this morning. Thank you, thank you for your testimony. Hallelujah.
Honey, I have to give it.
I needed that.
I have to. Because we never know who's on the line, Pastor Bridget, who's going through something. They may say their foot hurts, their head hurts, their back, their shoulders, their legs. And doctors are just giving them the runaround. That's how I felt. I feel like nobody could help me. So see, when you see there's no help, just hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. He said, I'll never leave you nor will I forsake you. Today is the day. August 16th is the day to give God everything that you're feeling. Heartache, stress. Pain, depression, oppression.
Oh, glory.
Give it to God. Give it all to God right now.
Amen.
Everything. Yes, Pastor Bridget, I know you suffer with your legs, dear, but God is able to heal those legs. He made them. He can heal
them. I gave it to God a long time ago, and he has not let me down yet.
No, and he's not going to, honey.
He's never let me down.
I'm just hearing that you go through. But see, you give it to God. You have taught me
something. I'm just grateful. Thank you, Lord.
You know, because a year ago, somebody said, oh, you're going to be on Pastor Bridges' show, you know, 3 days out of the week, only for now until our time changes on our prayer. I've been like, you're crazy. I ain't got time to get up and listen to nothing from them. But God. He said, I brought you here not to sit in your chair. I brought you here to do my work. You can't do my work unless you're faith. God wants us to have a full breakfast when we step out them doors and face our today.
Thank you.
You know, the word give it to God. Give it. You know, I mean, people don't know what it's like when you're used to going, doing for others and helping God, and then all of a sudden you're just stuck. You can't hardly move. You know, I'm trying to think of the day it was. It was around the 18th or 19th of August when I was rushed to the hospital. I couldn't speak. Every word was I couldn't speak. They thought I had a stroke, but God. See, because what man thought he saw, God said, I see all. If God can deliver me from having a stroke, because my prayer all the way to the hospital was, God, if it's a stroke, stop it now. Bless the doctors, bless the nurses, God, to help me, God, so I can get back home and be in my word tomorrow. Now with these headaches gone, I can get in my actual Bible and read instead of on the phone.
Amen.
There's nothing like opening up the word of God.
Ooh, glory.
Before me right now, I got 4 different versions of the Bible. Today is Bible study time for me. Get in the word and see what God has for us today. But you, my sister, you are a living testimony. You are living joy of God's faith. You help the brokenhearted. You help women in ways that you don't even know, Pastor Bridget. When you walk in church, it's like a ray of sunshine just walk through. I'm not saying that to give you no accolades, but you let God be shown through you. You know, you let God use you no matter where you are. And that's a blessing. You know, I am grateful every day when I wake up and I'm in my house. I thank God for that. One day, I pray you guys can go and I can show you the neighborhood I lived in versus what I live in now. My God can turn your setback into your stepping stone.
Yes, he can.
You know,
yes, he will.
You know, I may not have what I want, but I got everything I need.
Yes.
God said he supplies all of our needs. I told our pastor Jesse last year, I said, I'm going to pay my tithes and my rent, and God will pay all my bills.
Hey,
well, he's doing just that. Last month, I got my bill from that gas company. I'm like, okay, how much is going to be? Do not pay. If the other night, I still got $57 credit. How I did it, only God, because I got to hold on to what I said. I'm going to pay my tithes first, my rent. God will pay the rest.
Amen.
And that he has done. If he did it for me, he can do it for anybody. Anybody.
Amen.
I don't regret 1 ounce about moving back home here. Not 1 ounce in my body regrets it. Yeah, I miss my friends, but hey, ain't nothing but a phone call or a text away.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
I got to be here. I got to do God's work. I got to work with my babies. I'm going to tell you, Sunday, I got such love from Jose and the other little boys.
Amen.
3 boys at one time hugged me.
Amen.
You know.
But we are about to wrap it up. We thank
you
so much, Evangelist. And for those that this is Moving Forward with Minister Bridget on Blog Talk Radio, and our guest today has been Evangelist Teresa Green, who has a testimony. I can attest to the headache. I can attest to the fact that it never failed, that as soon as she was getting ready for church, the enemy attacked her head. Every time it was a Thursday or Sunday that she had to miss, and she don't miss church. And she don't miss her Thursday night assignment of teaching the youngsters, the baby. She has that baby class. You know, it takes special people to work with them infants from, I think, what, three to five, right? Or 3 to 6.
Yes. 3 to 7.
3 to 7. Okay. 7. So she has got kind of a group. Because, you know, 7-year-olds think they're grown and they don't want to be with the baby. So she has to deal with that group of personalities. So, you know, we thank God for people who want to serve. So, Evangelist, I say kudos. I thank God for you and thank God for your service for his kingdom. Because the word tells us to train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. You are training the next generation of you and I. You're training the next evangelist. You're training the next teacher, preachers, pastors, teachers. You're training those that are going to come after us. When we're gone out of this world, there will be a group ready to go because you have poured into them while they're young. So we thank God for you, and I thank God that he heard our prayers. I thank God that he healed you from the headaches. I'm believing God for healing. Healing of your headaches as well as he heals my nerves. In the name of Jesus, I tell folks, never say, they working my last nerve, because let me tell you something. When you don't have nerves or when your nerves are flaring up, as Evangelist just told you about a nerve headache, I have nerve issues in my hand right now. Because the doctor's saying carpal tunnel, but I'm saying healing. I'm believing God. And that I will not have surgery. If I have to, God will let me know. But right now, my faith is in the Lord that I will not have to have surgery. I'm believing God for healing. So I have a testimony, another testimony to give to you guys from my test to my testimony. As Job said from his test, what did he say in his words this morning? Well, so did Job. Job told us in his word, he said, but he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. Hallelujah. As we are tested, our testimony will come forth as gold. Thank you, Evangelist. Your testimony was gold this morning. I thank God again for each and every one of you. I pray his blessings over you, that he will watch between you and I. While we are absent, that we may come together again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I know, Evangelist, you are on another call at this time on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so we will look forward to hearing from you again on Thursday. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family, and know that God has got us all covered by his grace through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So let's do what, y'all? Give the Lord the glory to his name. Can y'all stay with me as we end today? Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord.